Hello, everyone. Thanks for having me. fellow readers are awesome. Thanks so much to the host and everyone that is here to take part. My cat just woke up and she might be a problem, so I'm going to put her in the other room real quick. All right, sorry for that interruption. This is called Unacknowledged Legislators. The poets are drunk and they want you to know about it. The poets are sober and they want you to know about it. The poets are arguing on Facebook again. The poets love Charles Bukowski. The poets got a poem accepted and they want you to know about it. The poets got a poem rejected and they want you to know about it. The poets are posting their works in progress to all the social media sites, counting up the likes and shares like shiny coins. The poets are telling each other how wonderful they are. The poets are telling each other how horrible they are. The poets blacklist the poets they find problematic. The blacklisted poets blacklist the poets who blacklisted them in turn. The poets are reading for 5 minutes in their 3 minute time slot. The poets are working for social justice. The poets have no time for social justice. They're busy trying to harness the sorrow of the world with a few perfect lines. The poets are reporting each other on Twitter. The poets have a new chapbook and it's available now. The poets have only 3 copies left, so you'd better hurry. The poets hate Charles Bukowski. The poets are marching on City Hall or pockets stuffed with poems. The poets aren't getting out of bed for 3 days straight. The poets are flying out to AWP. The poets are starting a GoFundMe account to help pay their rent. The poets are starting a GoFundMe account to help pay their bills. The poets are starting a GoFundMe account to help fly them out to AWP. The poets are 5,637 words into their novel and they want you to know about it. The poets are waiting to hear from their agents. The poets are saints. The poets are prophets. The poets are liars. The poets are arguing on Facebook again. This is called The Dead. These days, the dead come around more and more with their warnings, their advices, their trails of crumbs. They make me nervous with their bravery, the terrible immensity of their freedom. More and more of the dead used to be my friends back when they were living. And now they know my secrets and all the things I never said. I don't sleep sometimes imagining their conversations in the gossip parlors of the void. It's Saturday night and the dead are here like they've nothing better to do, talking shit and singing songs. And I'm trying to write it down, but the dead keep telling me that is not what they meant at all. That is not it at all. Everybody always talks about the silence, but it's 3 a.m. I'm nearly out of wine and the dead just won't shut up. This is called The People in the Books I'm Reading. I'm at the computer with my wine and there's a man outside my building calling the name of someone he'll never see again. As the drunk poets send me messages telling me how they're sad about their latest poems not getting enough likes or shares, and how they're sad about their unrecognized genius and their unreviewed books. One tells me of an old lover's suicide as she spills wine across faded letters. Another hasn't slept for days. She says she's enslaved by the phases of the moon. Eddie's muse has skipped town and Ginny's scared about 30 days in rehab. Anna stopped drinking and found God. This time she tells me for good. And Frank's checking himself into the psych ward and they took his dog away. angry face is mad because I haven't read his manuscripts. And the people in the books I'm reading, they're all setting things on fire and committing suicide. It's a bad night all around, and I can't do much for any of it. I'm sad too. I have my own dead lovers and unreviewed books. And now they're putting the guy outside into the back of a car as I gaze into the flashing lights and pour another wine. When I sit down to answer one of the sad messages, I tell my poet friend not to worry so much. They'll cancel us all eventually. This is called Empty is the New Black. For a long time, I lived in the Tenderloin neighborhood of San Francisco until very recently, which is kind of considered the bad neighborhood. And, you know, there's a lot of homelessness and drug addiction, but it's also one of the liveliest neighborhoods in the city. This is kind of about drinking beer in the Tenderloin. Empty is the new black. The day crumbles and fails, and we're half-assed Christ nailed to the cross of whatever's left of things. We drink beer in the Tenderloin. We grimace beneath the sun. The great American loneliness drips from the walls of the sad hotels where the poets fuck and die. And the latest thing we thought would save us, we burnt through it in a day. There's a guy with a boombox strapped to his bicycle playing music from another world where you could still imagine something other than the dreariness at hand. There's a man on a corner leaning on the liquor store. He's got enough losing tickets scattered at his feet to build some kind of kite or boat and get the hell away from here. This is my second to last one. It's called, If Your Loneliness Were a Flag, You Could Wave It. If your loneliness were a flag, you could wave it high above your conquered lands. If it were a car, you could paint it metallic blue and drive it over the cliffs of hell into a fiery sea. If it were a ship, you could fly it into the heart of the sun. If your loneliness were God, you could curse it or petition for mercy. If it were a stranger, you could turn it away at the door. If it were a heart, you could stop it. If your loneliness were love, you could steel yourself to it. Toss its letters unopened into the trash. If it were a law, you could break it or strike it down. If it were a house, you could set it aflame and watch it glow from distant hills. If your loneliness were your mother, you could pack your things and run away, make it suffer for the years of pain. If it were a ghost, you could banish it back to the nether realms with a spell or a charm. But your loneliness is a song, and you have an ugly voice. And the neighbors complain every time you try and sing. And this is my last one, thank you. This is kind of my my lockdown poem, one of them anyway, called Bored with Rimbaud. The plague has settled in like a dumb gray fog, and we're all just waiting around for someone to open up the world again. I'm bored with Rimbaud, bored with drink, and bored with no drink. Outside, there's a sliver of a moon, and people more useless even than myself are shuffling through the dark towards destinations sinister and banal. And the things that used to save me have faded, and even music seems emptied of magic. My incantations won't resurrect my love. The bones just rattle and creak and go quiet again. And the doctors and politicians say the cure is on the way, but who knows what will be left of us. The silence of the night breathes like something alive. And I toss aside Rimbaud and go back to Baudelaire. Thank you so much.